Today's daf is Tamid, daf Chav Zayin, and we have three lines from the top of daf Chav Zayin, Amid Aleph, Tinan Hasim. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and for Moshe ben Esther Adol Liba. So we began Mesechtes Tamid, which begins with Mitzvahs Esei De'oraisa, one of the more obscure mitzvahs, and that is Shmiras HaMikdash. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Ches Hilchos Beis HaBchiro, says Shmiras HaMikdash, Mitzvah Saseh. Va'af al-pi she'ein sham pachad me'oyev v'loy milistim, she'ein shmirasa yal kovadoy. The idea of Shmiras HaMikdash is kovad HaMikdash. Ein oidoyma palturin she'yesh olav shoymrim, the palturin she'ein olav shoymrim. We saw that there are really many psukim in the Torah that talk about this mitzvah. The pasuk in Parshas Korach says clearly, the shamru es mishmeres oyomayin. The pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, when it describes the al-pi Hashem yachanu, when the Mishkan rested. So it says, V'hachoynim keit molifnei oyol moyed mizracha, Moshe v'aharin uvanov, shoymrei mishmeres hamikdash. So this was a job that was so chashev, that Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chvoid v'atzmoy, aharin uvanov, b'chvoid v'atzman, they themselves were the ones that were giving covet to the Beis HaMikdash, they were the ones that were the shoymer. Either way, the Masechta began B'shloisha mikoymas hakeihanim shoymrim b'veis ha-mikdash, b'veis ha-ftinos, b'veis ha-nitzoitz, u'b'veis ha-moiked. And the Gemara now is going to begin with the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Midos, which is really the rest of the story, as it discusses the halachos of Shmiras HaMikdash. Zok de Gemara. Tanan Hasan, the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Midos. Also, Midos daf lamed dalid amir aleph. B'shloish mekoymois, hakli hanim shoymer b'veis HaMikdash, b'veis ha-tinus, b'veis ha-nitzos, b'veis ha-moike, that we had in our Mishnah, v'alevim, v'esrim, v'echud mekoymois. And the Levim watched the b'veis HaMikdash in 21 places. Chamisha al chamisha shara haribayas. So there were five gates that went into the Har HaBayis. So by each one of those five gates, there was a Levi stationed to be Shomer. Arba al arba pinoisav. Additionally, there was a wall that surrounded the Har HaBayis. The Koisel HaMaravi is one of the walls of the Har HaBayis. It's not one of the Koisle HaAzara. It's one of the walls of the Har HaBayis. Although, Ki Yodua, the Ridvaz, not the Radvaz, the Ridvaz held that the Koisel HaMaravi was one of the walls of the Azara itself. Moshe talks about it in a tshuva nigras Moshe, the Inkam Mekoymoy. So you had five by the five gates to the Har HaBayis, and then you had four, the four corners of the walls of the Har HaBayis. Mibifnim. And those shoymrim would be within the wall, so the walls were thick. And the shoymrim stood within the wall by the thickness of the wall of the Har HaBayis. Chamisha, chamisha, shari, har Azara. There were also five gates to the Azara. Varba, al arba, pinoisav. And there were walls around the Azara. So you had five by the five gates of the Azara, and four to the four corners of the wall surrounding the Azara. But those Levim, they didn't stand within the thickness of the wall of the Azara, but they actually stood outside of the Azara, meaning they weren't in the Azara itself. Echad belishkas ha-korban. You had one Levi by the lishkas ha-korban, the echad belishkas ha-paroiches, one by the lishkas ha-paroiches, the echad achari ha-kapoiches, one was behind the base ha-kapoiches, also known, of course, as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But either way, so you had 21 Levim. Where were the 21 Levim? So there were five gates by the Har HaBayis, the four corners of the wall, that's nine. There were five gates of the Azara, the four corners of the walls, that's another nine, that's 18. So we're missing three. Echad belishkas ha-korban, the echad belishkas ha-paroiches, the echad achorei beis ha-kapoiches. Says the Gemara, minohani mili. How do you know that? And the Gemara is going to learn it from a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chav Vav. It's really two psukim, pasuk Yud Zayin, and Pasuk Yudches. I'm going to read the Pasuk. La Mizrach HaLevi'in Shisha LaTzafayna. There were six Levi'in to the north, LaYoyim. Arba LeNegba, four to the south, LaYoyim. Arba V'la Sufim Shnayim Shnayim. It's very hard to read this Pasuk. La Farvar LaMayriv Arba La Mesilo Shnayim LaFarvar. Either way, if you do the math, what you have is as follows. You have six plus four is 10, plus another four is 14. Shnayim Shnayim. So that's already 18. 4 is 22, And then you have another two, which gives you 24. So we're trying to bring a makar that do a 21 levim, and we bring a pasuk or two psukim that say 24. Feiti gemara amri hadi esim da arba havi. The math doesn't work out. It's 24. I thought you were bringing a makar that was 21. Amra abaya hachi kamra v'lasufim shnayim shnayim. Not v'lasufim shnayim shnayim two plus two, but do a two asufim, one for each, and as a result, it's two, it's not four. Okay, for Itamar, Kati Asim Betray Hava, you still, so it's 24 minus two, you have 22, it still doesn't add. So, Akhtigamar, Heich the Farvar, Chad Hava, even though it says Shnayim La Parbar, it was really one by the Parbar, it says two, Vachrina Betzavsu, the Ozel, the Yosef Gaved. This other person, he just went along with him, meaning he was there to keep him company, Mishum the Koya Broy, because the Shoimer that was by the Parbar, he was in an area where he was all by himself. He was on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he Pasha needed somebody to keep him company. But that other person wasn't really a Shomer, and that's why he doesn't count in the Cheshire. It says we're Maila Parbar. In fact, why was that area called Parbar? Amar Rav Bar Shelo, Command Amar Kapi Bar, because he's on the outside. He was on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was nothing there. Nobody went there. And as a result, he needed somebody to be along with him, says the Gemara. V'yibay Yisem, alternatively, you could say another pshat. Again, it says, B'chaf Aleph, M'koymois, the Levi M'shoymer. Then we brought Psukim and Divrei Ayamim Aleph, that says 24. So the first teretz of the Gemara was that, no, it's really 21. You have to reconstruct exactly how you understand the pasuk, says the Gemara, but you could say a more pashta teretz. Lo yilamassim v'arba. Really, read the Psukim Kipshuta. And the pasuk seems to be describing 24 shoymerim. It's 21. Klasa minayu dikoyhanim ve'esrim v'chad leviyim. Now, because really, how many shoymerim are there all together? Three koyhanim and 21 leviyim. Together, it's 24. The psukim and divrei ayamim that say 24 aren't just describing the leviyim, it's describing all the shoymerim. All the shoymerim together, what you end up with is 24. Feit gemara v'ha'ochel leviyim hudachsev. The problem is la mizrach haleviyim. The pasuk says it says clearly we're talking about leviyim. Zok the gemara to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. No, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's Rabbi Mekayim Zikru Kiyanim Leviyim. V'ze'echo me'am v'kiyanim Leviyim neit tzadik. Shua ben Levi said there's 24 times in Tanakh that the Kiyanim were referred to as leviyim. He quoted one of them, Yecheskel Perak Mem Dalet. Either way, this is another one. Even though it says leviyim, included in leviyim is Kiyanim. Kiyanim also come from Sheva Levi, even though they were huvdal from within Sheva Levi. So you usually don't think of a Kayan as a Levi. You think of a Kayan and a Levi as being separate. But really, all Kayanim, there's a Bechlal Messiah Mon, and they come from the Leviim. And in 24 places in Tanakh, Nikru Kayanim Leviim. This is another one. So we said the five of these Leviim were by the five gates of the Harabayis. The Arba Al Arba Pinoisav. And four of them were stationed by the four corners of the walls. Mitoichai. And they were within, meaning the ones that were by the Shari Harabayis, they stood in the halal of the Shar. They were parallel to the thickness of the wall of the Harabayis. As it relates to the Azara, however, Chamisha al Chamisha Shari Azara, the Arba al Arba Pinoisov, Bamibachotz. They had to be on the outside of the Azara. Faith the Gemara, Maishna Harabayis, Dovdin Mitoichoi, who Maishna Azara, Dovdin Mibachotz. Talking about the Harabayis, they were inside and they were outside. Amri, Harabayis, Itama. Uboi Mace of Yosef. By the Harabais, if they get tired, Toma means tired, Oyef, says the Rosh. If they get tired and they want to sit down, Amrita Mitoichai, it's not a problem. Because you're allowed to sit on the Harabayas. But Azara, the Itamu Boy, the Mace of Loimatsi Yosef, the Amar Mari in Yeshiva Bazara, Elo the Malche Beis David Bovad. So over there, Amrina Bevachot, we always speak out the Taisvis and Masach the Soita, the quotes of Yerushalmi that says that even though Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elo the Malche Beis David Bovad, there was another exception to the rule. Who was that? The Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit. Another thing we always talk about is Tosfos throughout Shas, with Tosfos in Masechtas Yuma and beginning of the second paragraph of Masechtas Vachim, where Tosfos discusses when the Kohen was eating. When he was eating from the Kodesh HaKadoshim that had to be Nechal only in the Azara, was he allowed to sit while he ate or not? The Gemara says Achilas Kachim was Mutta Bi Yeshiva. Frank Toisvis, Achilas Kachim is Mutta Bi Yeshiva. There are certain Kachim that can only be eaten in the Azara. The Ein Yeshiva Ba Azara, Elo Lamalchus Beis Dovah Bavat. So Toisvis has two terutz from throughout Shas. One terutz Toisvis says is maybe when it says Ein Yeshiva Ba Azara, Elo Malchus Beis Dovah Bavat, that's true. But over here, Achilas Kachim is Doicha. So Achilas Kachim is going to be Doicha Yeshiva Ba Azara. Alternatively, maybe it's referring to Kachim Kalim, which is Nechal Bechalair, anywhere in Yerushalayim. It's not referring to Achilas Kachim, a word from the Chabina Rav, if you remember the Psukim in Parashas Kairach. Okay, Ve'in Kamakoyim Elaharach. Regardless, I'm Amar, Chamisha, Al Chamisha, Shari Azara. So there were five Shoimrim by the five gates of the Azara. Faith, Chamisha, Sharma, Huda, Haba, Azara. Were there only five gates for a mini? I'll ask you, Akasha. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid coming up in Masechtas Midos. Shiva Sha'arim Hayu Bazara. 7 gauge. Shloisha B'Tzafin. Shloisha B'Darim. Dechav B'Mizrach. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Trei Minai Lo Tzrichishim. I found that there were more than 5 gates. There were 7 gates. Only 5 of them required Shoyim. Rabba Amar Rabba said, Tanoi. It's really Mechalikus. I'm tying to learn to the price. In Poichsem B'Shloisha Aser Gizbarim. There were 13 Gizbarim. These were Yiddin, Kayhanim, whose job it was to make sure that everything was being done properly in the Beis HaMikdash. So they were people who were responsible, executive positions, to make sure everything is playing out. Umishiva Amarkalim. The Amarkalim were higher on the totem pole than the Gizbar. They were in charge of the Gizbarim. So you had 13 Gizbarim, 7 Amarkalim. Rav Nosson said, Ein poichsem b'shloisha asa Gizbarim. That there's a svara to the shloisha asa Gizbarim. You know why? Keneged shloisha asa sha'arim. Because there were 13 gates. Now, 13 gates. We know that there were 5 gates in the Harabayas. That's not disputable. Tal Chamisha the Harabayas. If that's the case, how many were in the Azara? Basic math. 13 minus 5. Pashalu Tamna. The Azara. It means there were 8. You see this man that says 8. Again, what was the Kasha? The Mishnah says 21 places the Levim used to be shown. 5 of them were the 5 Shari Azara. Fake the Gemara Kasha. 5 Shari Azara. I know 7 Shari Azara. Zok Rava, I'll find you a Rav Nosson that holds the way 8 Shari Azara. Because he said 13 Gizbarim, can I get the 13 Sharim? We know there's 5 in the Harabayas. That means there must be 8 by the Azara. So, nu, what must you say? It was Machloikis. Okay, a Machloikis must be Ikatana Dama Sheva. The Ikatana Dama Chamisha. Meaning, just like for sure there's a Machloikis between the Mandamadol 7, Mandamadol 8. Because here I have a Mishnah Midas that says 7, and here I have a Mishnah that says 8, or Reb Nosson that says 8. So no, so you have another Mishnah that says 5. The Mishnah that talks about the Shoharim is 5. The Mishnah describes the Shoharim as 7. And then you have a Reb Nosson that it was 8. Either way, it's not a Kasha, because really, at the end of the day, all it is a Machloikis Tanam. So this next Gemara that we're about to learn is a classic, and it's a Gemara that repeats itself almost verbatim in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis, Daf Samech Tes Amid Aleph. Zokt de Gemara. Lo yhoyu yeshenim bebigdei hakodesh. So we're turning our attention from the mitzvahs shmira of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the topic of the first 2 dafin or so here in the Masechta, to the next part of the Mishnah, which describes the Kehanim who was sleeping. Where were they sleeping? In Beis HaMoiked. And we saw there were beds, not real beds, but there were stones that protruded from the walls of Beis HaMoiked, where the older Kehanim got to sleep. But the Pirchei Kohuna, these were Kehanim, they were old enough to do the Avodah, but not old enough that we gave them the covet that they could sleep on these stones, so they would sleep on the floor. But the Mishnah said, Le'yhoyu yesheinu b'bigdei HaKodesh. They weren't allowed to sleep in the Bigdei HaKodesh. They had to take their Bigdei Kohuna off, and they put on whatever they wore to go to sleep. And then in the morning, when it came time to do the Avodah, they went to the mikveh, and then they were able to put the Big Day Kuna back on. But they couldn't sleep in the Big Day Akkadish. Says the Gemara, Shino hu deloy, avol hiluch mahalchim. It sounds like you just can't sleep in it. So before you go to sleep, you have to take it off. But if they wanted a drezich, wearing the Big Day Kuna, it sounds like it's okay. Freak the Gemara. Or says the Gemara, Shabbat minah. The Chura, we can prove from here that Big Day Kuna nitnu lehonisban. That it was okay for the Kayin to benefit personally from the Big Day Kuna. Because it sounds like even Shalev Shas Avoid is a letter with the Big Day Kuna. You just can't sleep in it. Sleeping, okay, makes sense. But if he wants to wear it, not sleeping, it sounds like that's going to be okay. Wow, Shamet Minos says the Gemara, Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehonesbem. Now, at first glance, okay, Nunu, why is that such a Chiddush? You know why it's a Chiddush? We just learned Masechtas Me'ilah. What's Me'ilah? That when something is hektish, when something is kachi Hashem, you're not let a personally benefit from it. The Big Day Kahuna was hektish, obviously. It belonged, who did it belong to? It belonged to hektish. L'chayr, it had kedusha, for sure. It's not worse than klisharis. It had kedusha. And if that's the case, why would a kohen be allowed to benefit from it personally? Says the Gemara, l'chayr, shamet minah, you have a raya, that Big Day Kuna nitu lehonesben, and you don't have to be concerned with the isa me'ilah. Says the Gemara, no. Amri hu adin dafili hiluch nami. Could be they weren't allowed to benefit from it. And they couldn't just not sleep in it. As soon as they finished doing the Avodah, they had to take it off. So why did the Mishnah say they couldn't sleep in it? Because the Mishnah wanted to say in the Sefer, says, what did they do with their Big Day Kuna at night? They would put it underneath their head. So the Reish already mentioned the same meaning. We're describing what happened with the Big Day Kuna at night. So they put it under their head. So he just You want to tell a story, so you just say it over properly. They couldn't sleep in it. They had to take it off. They put it underneath the head. It just so happens that they had to take it off as finished as soon as they finished doing the avodah, because big day kahuna maybe loy nitnu lehanis bahed. But don't make a dick. The Gemara says, but hagufakasha, that in and of itself is also shver. Why? Because it says manicha nois and tachas rasheim. Why is that okay? Manavshach, if you're not allowed to benefit from it, meaning you can't wear it shalei b'shas avodah, why could you use it as a pillow? Shemam, you know, big day kahuna nitnu lehanis bahem. So the Gemara says you're right. Ema neged rasheim doesn't mean literally underneath. It means they put next to their head. I'm going to pop shmami. No, if that's the case, you bring a raya to an interesting halacha l'maisa. That is tefillin min hatzad sharyan. It's okay for a person to go to sleep at night with his tefillin next to him. What are you not worried about? You're not worried that during your sleep, you're going to, by mistake, knock the tefillin, or you're going to roll over the tefillin, which would be very disrespectful for the tefillin. You see, we're not worried about that. Why? Because if you worry that a person is going to move during his sleep, then why aren't you worried that the person is going to move the kohen will on top of his big day kahuna, and he'll end up inadvertently using it as a pillow? And by the way, if he does that, he's a mile b'shaygig, but we know mila b'shaygig is a problem. So why aren't you worried about that? Elamai, you're not worried. So if you're not worried when it comes to mi'ila, which is a parsha chamura in the Torah, Hashem mi'ila, necessarily you don't have to worry when it comes to tefillin, where b'zoyin tefillin is a question of a derabban. It's not even a deraisa. What's the deraisa? So it's probably a question of a derabban. It's Rapapa said, Shmami, not from here. You can learn an interesting halacha. The Gemara says, Hachi nami mistarbo. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that when the Mishnah says, Umanicha noisa tachas rasheim, it doesn't mean tachas rasheim. It means kineged rasheim. Again, what was the question? The question was that, l'chura, should you be able to prove from the fact that the kohanim were allowed to put the big day kahuna underneath their head, that big day kahuna nitnu lehanis? But the Gemara says, no. What do you mean? It says they can put it, they can use it as a pillow. Whereas it doesn't mean tachas rishayim, it means kineged rishayim. So I'll prove to you that it means kineged rishayim. That's the part of this shakla v'tayya that we're zeroing on. That the tachas rishayim doesn't mean literally tachas rishayim, but it means kineged rishayim. How so? Because if you're going to tell me tachas rishayim, nay, he didn't really honest by him. Typically, misho misura the kalayim. We know that the big dekuna had kalayim in it, which of the big day kahuna, so the avnet, as we'll see in a minute, had kalayim. The choshen and the ephites, that was only in the gate of the kohen gadol, also had kalayim. But the point is, there was kalayim. So lechura, what happened to the iser kalayim? Oh, must be what? Must be. It doesn't mean literally tachas rasheim. Must be. It means kineged rasheim. It's up to Gemara, but that really is totally an ashayim. Because honi chalamando amar avnet doishol kohen gadol loizeu avnet doishol kohen hedyet. Now the kohen gadol's avnet we know had kalayim. The question is, what about the kohen hedyet's avnet? So according to Rambam, it says it's not the same thing. It's not a kasha. It means the kohen hedyet never had kalayim, because the only beggar that might have had kalayim would have been the avnet. And if his avnet was different than the kohen gadol's avnet, then we have no makar that there was kalayim in the avnet of the kohen hedyet, and in fact, that man damer holds there was no kalayim. So it's not a kasha. How could it be tachas rishayim? What happened to this kalayim? But the diak is el man damer avnetish kohen hedyet zeu avnetish kohen gadol, and the kohen gadol's avnet we know had kalayim, which would then mean that the kohen hedyet's avnet also had kalayim. Ma'yikol meimar is fake the gemara. What happened to the Issa Shatnez? Elamai, what are you going to have to say? You're going to have to say, it's Kineged Rishayim. Nope, that's the Teretz. You have no raya from here that Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lihanisman. But the Gemara says, I don't think that's a good taina. The fact that there may be a Shatnez, because maybe this is not Shatnez. Why? Because maybe the whole Issa Kalayim is only to put Kalayim on you. But maybe there's no iser for you to be on the kalayim. And in fact, when they rise, that's the case, as we'll see. But the Gemara says, lemaisa, it's not true. Why? Because when you learn to the brisa, loyalo alecha, it says, ubeged kalayim shatnez loyalo alecha. We learn from there, aval ato matziyo itachtecha. You can't put it on you, but you can lie on it. That's true. And that's true on a deraisa level. Avol amru chachamim aser lasis kein shemati korech nima achas al basari. Because maybe one nima is going to come on top of you, and that will be enough for you to be over the iser kalayim. So it says the Gemara, that's not either a teretz. Meaning, don't tell me that maybe there was no shatnez problem if the kohen slept on top of it. Why? Because it says ubeged kalayim shatnez lo yal alecha. That's true on a deraisa level, but there's an iser derabanan. What happened to inch shlus b'mikdash? What happened to Inchfos? It's a good kasha. But anyway, maybe I'll tell you another teretz why this is not a problem. Because maybe there was a hefsek. Meaning, maybe he had his own pillow that he had regardless. Maybe he slept on two pillows, and this was the bottom one. But can't be. You know why? Because I'm Rabbi Shua ben Pazi. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I'm Rabbi Yosef ben Shom. Mishum kehi look at Ishiz Rabbi Yerushalayim. That are filu esem matzois. Zu agav zu dekalayim tachteyim. Also lishan aleim. Even 10 matzois. So that's not going to be a teretz. Elishma mino says the Gemara, neged rosheyim. So that lechura is a raya. Iba yaseim, but the Gemara says. It could be it's not a raya. You know why? Ba'isun shein ben kalayim. Maybe it means tachas rasheim, literally. And if that's the case, you could bring a raya, the big day kahuna, and inu lehonespem. Ay, what's the kasha? What happened to the iser shatnis? The iser shatnis, it could be not a problem, because maybe that beggar that had shatnis, the avne, maybe that wasn't on the vid. Rashi said a different teretz. That, again, you have no raya from the shatnis. There was no shatnis issue here. You know why? Because big day kahuna kashen him. Because the big day kuna were cushioned. They were made of hard material. Now, it really wasn't made of hard. They were made of thread. But the reason it was hard is because there were so many threads, mashzar, right? They were all submished together. So it ended up making it very hard. And Amar Avuna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, Ha Namta Gamda Dinarash Shari. He was referring to a certain material that was hard. And he said, it's mutter. You're allowed to, now it's not mutter to wear it. That's Shatnez Deraisa. But he said, it's mutter to be on top of it. Because being on top of Shatnez really be Deraisa is not a problem. It's only Loyalo Lecha. What would be the problem? The problem would be on the Derabbanan level. What are you worried that a Nima is going to come? This is too hard. The material is just physically not in a way that there's a real chashash that a Nima Akas is going to end up on top of you. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. So again, the Gemara wanted to prove from our Mishnah that Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lehonis Behem. Two proofs. The first proof was, it says that the Kahana weren't allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kahuna. It sounds like they just can't sleep in it. But if they want a drezach in it, that's okay. The Gemara says, that's not a thing. Then the Gemara said, but the Mishnah says that they were able to sleep on top of it. If they're able to sleep on top of it, isn't that a raya that big day kunot in this? But the Gemara says, no. Even though it says that they would put a tachas rashev, it doesn't mean tachas rashev. What it really means is neged rashev. And then the Gemara said, really, I'll prove to you that it means neged rashev. Why? Because if not, what happened to the Issa Shatnes? L'chura, forget whether big day kunot nitnu lehanes behem or loit nitnu lehanes behem. Everyone agrees that there was shatness in the avnate of the Kayan Hedyet. And if that's the case, Tepeklei outs the Issa shatness. And even though there's no Issa de Raisa of shatness, if somebody lies on top of shatness, because it says in the Torah, Veged Kalayim shatness loyal olecha. And we learn from there, Aval Atom Matsioi Tachtecha. But Midrabbanan there is. And this is a shvus that would be appropriate even in the Beis HaMikdash. So Zakhtar Gemara, Mitzad the Issa Shatnes, it's almost muchach that it had to be connected Rasheim and it couldn't be Tachas Rasheim. But the Gemara was Doichid, and really the Gemara, if you do the Cheshman, had four ways to be Doichid. One, Dichoy is, and maybe we're going according to the Mandama that holds, that Avneto Yishol Koyin Godo Loizeo Avneto Yishol Koyin Hedid. So maybe the time of the Mishnah holds that it wasn't Shatnes. The time of the Mishnah holds it was really underneath the head of the Koyin, but at the same time, there was no problem of Shatnes simply because there is a Mandama in Shas that holds that the Avnet of the Koyin wasn't shatness. Or you can say that maybe the Avnei Taka wasn't underneath him. When the Mishnah says Tachas, it means Tachas. And if that's the case, you have a right, Big Dekuna Nitlu Bahanas Behan. Aye, what about shatness? Maybe the Avnei not. So the Gartel he put on the side, and all the other Begadim he put underneath his head. Or you could say, being that it's only Nisad Rabbanon, and the fabric, the just the physical nature of the Big Dekuna is that it was very hard. Why was it hard? Because it was mashzor, it was all submished together. So many nimin were put together. So it just physically was hard. So the chshash of a nima achas somehow going on top of you was very, very rough. As a result, you don't have to. Regardless, the Gemara wanted to bring a rai from our Mishnah. Big day kahuna nitnu lehanes behem. So what is the bottom line? Says the Gemara, we're going to learn the parentheses because it's too gishmak to skip. Even though some people skip it, but the raid is in the parentheses. Tashma, big day kahuna, hayoytze behem lemedina, aser. The kohen's wearing the big day kahuna, and he wants to go out, he wants to go to the shuk, he wants to go shopping, he wants to meet somebody, aser. He's not allowed to leave the makam ha-mikdash. Ube mikdash, however, in the base ha-mikdash, bein b'shas ha-voida, ubein shaloi b'shas ha-voida mutter. He's allowed to wear it, whether it's B'shasa avoidu, shalei b'shasa avoidu. Why? Mipnesha. Big day kohuna nitnu lehanes behem, says the Gemara Shema Aminat. It's a mafurish raya that the big day kohuna when nitnu lehanes, says the Gemara b'medina lo, is that true? That the Kohen wasn't allowed to wear the big day kohuna outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'tanya, we're learning to the Braisa, the Eshrim, the Echad boy. referring to the month of Kislev. Chaf Aleph Kislev, Yom Har Grizin, Deloyla Mispet. It was a Yontif in Klal Yisrael. This is one of the Tovim that we don't have anymore. So we have a Yontif starting Chaf Hei Kislev. But apparently a few days before it was Shengevein Yontif. So there was a Yontif on Chaf Aleph Kislev. What was the name of the Yontif? It was known as Yom Har Grizin. And in what way was it considered a yontif? The mispah. So if somebody, if there's a levaya, there's going to be no hespedim. Why? What's the rest of the story? So this you're only going to find in Masechtas Tamid. Kedi Isa beyuma perik baloi koyin v'chulu. So the Gemara doesn't tell us. The Gemara says, you want to know? I am Masechtas Yuma daf chavtes amad aleph. And over there, the Gemara tells the story. Why is it that on the 21st day of Chodesh Kislev, once upon a time, there was a yontif? What was this yom har grizin? So the Gemara says as follows. Be'esrim B'chamisha b'tevis is the gersa in Masechtas Yuma, incidentally. Yom ha'grizim hu. Deloyla mispeit. Yom shebikshu kutiyim es beis alikenu. Now, Alexandrus mukden lachriv. It was the day that the kutim were lobbying Alexander the Great to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. V'nosnu lahem. And he gave them permission. So this was a decree that was now etched in stone that the Beis HaMikdash, this is the second Beis HaMikdash shortly after it was built, was going to be destroyed. They went and they told Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol. Also, what did he do? Lovash big dekuna. He put on the big dekuna. V'nesati big dekuna. Umi akira Yisrael imay. He took with him all the shiny yidden. V'avukai shal arbi adem. They were holding torches. V'chala laila. Halalu holchem mitzadzeh. V'alalu holchem mitzadzeh. Ad shalom budashach. Kim shalom budashachar. Amalehem. So the Greeks are coming from their direction, the Yidden are coming from their direction, and then finally the sun rises and they see each other. He says, who are you? Yehudim shamardu b'cha. Either way, the Gemara, I'm not going to go through the whole, it says they came to Alexander the Great. Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, he got off his horse and he gave him tremendous covet. He said, why are you giving him covet? So they said, he told them, because every night before I go to battle, I have a dream, and a Yid comes to me and he tells me what exactly I'm supposed to do, how I should fight my war. I didn't know who this person was, but this is who it is. It's Shimon HaTzadik. And the Gemara says that when he realized that this is the Beis HaMikdash that he's coming to destroy, not only did he not destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but he gave the Yidden permission to go to Har Gerizim, which is where the Kutim, till today, were stationed, and he gave them permission to go ahead and Charshu, Vizaru, Karshina, Kedar, Shepikshu, Lasli, Sabes, Alekenu, Va'isa, Ayoim, Asu, Yot. But what do we need from this Gemara today? Just one thing. Shimon HaTzadik put on the big day kahuna, the Shmaita Begadim, no less, and he went Lemedina. So says the Gemara. Here the price says big dekuna yoitz ben lemedina aser uba mikdash ben b'shas avoid ben shalei b'shas avoid the mutter. Rav Neisha big dekuna in the lehanes behen. Freak the Gemara. Only in the Beis HaMikdash uba medina loy. What happened to this story? And the Gemara gives us the answer. So the v'chulu, the story itself, we don't have, but the teretz that we do have. Iba yaseim ruuyin hein lebig dekuna. Could be it wasn't really big dekuna. He put on chashav v'begadim, begadim that would have been befitting for a kohen. But not really that begadim, because those begadim are asa bahana. Because maybe big day kuna loynin uli hanas ben. The iba yisema is lasli slashem heferu teira secha. Either way, we'll get back to this. But first, a little bit more gemara. Eira keri be'echa mehem. Up to gemara that what happens if one of the kayhanim had tumas keri? So he would have to go underground, because the mechilois didn't have kedusha, the tunnels weren't kaddish, there was a mikveh there, he would toivel, then he would go back to the Beis HaMikdash, which we said was a chiddush, because he's technically still a tful yoim, and he would wait there. Says the Gemara B'Sayeh, Rabbi Yochanan. This would seem to support something Rabbi Yochanan said. The Amar, mechilois lo neskachu, u'balkeri mishtaleach chutz l'shtei machas. We need the first part, not the second part, even though we're also talking about a balkeri, but the raya is not from balkeri mishtaleach chutz l'beis machas. The raya is from the first thing. Mechilois lo neskachu. Tunnels weren't kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan once said it. Says the Gemara, it's a mefurash Mishnah. What do you see in the Mishnah? Because it says the Balkari, as soon as he realized he was a Kari, he went to the Mechilois. That's where he was toivel. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Mechilois loy neskachu. V'haneirois dolkin mikan u'mikan. Says the Gemara, Rav Safra have a Yosef Beis Akisa. Rav Safra was once sitting in the Beis Akisa. Also Rav Abba. Nochale. Rav Abba came to the Beis Akisa and he started making noises. I mean, Rav Abba didn't know who was in the Beis Akisa. And he started, he wanted to see if somebody's there. Amar lei. So Rav Safra heard Rav Abba. He said, lei Omar, you can come in. He was there in the bathroom. He said, you can come in. Basad, the nafik. So Rav Abba didn't go in. After Rav Safra left the bathroom, Amar lei Rav Abba. So Rav Abba told Rav Safra, atkan lei slikis le seir. Gamris mili de seir. He says, you never went to seir and you're acting like you're from seir. I mean, it's not a Yiddish Shazach to tell someone to come into the bathroom while you're there. Lav hochi tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Matzei no, b'yaduash yesham adam. L'meimra, what do you see from there? There's an idea of a Beis HaKisa shel Kovid that Nobody should walk in while you're in the bathroom. So it says the Gemara, well, Rav Safra didn't know the Mishnah, Rav Safra Savar, Dilma Masokin. Rav Safra thought that maybe Rav Abba was in a matziv of sakana, and therefore he told him to come in. Kidatanya went to the Bryce of Shimon, Gamliel Loimer, Amud Achayzer. Someone has to go to the bathroom, Gedoylim, and he holds it in, maybe as a Adam Lede Hidroikon. It can cause the disease Hidroikon. Sila in Achayzer. If someone has to go to the bathroom, Kitanim, he has to urinate, maybe as a Adam Lede Rokin, and he holds it in too long, it could bring the day rock. And so Safra was worried about this, and as a result, that's why he knew it wasn't the lekatchilo thing to do, but that's why he told him to do it. Amale Rav lechia bere. Rav told his son Chia. Vechein amale Rav Huna le Rabba bere. And Rav Huna told it to his son Rabba. Chashich takin nafshach. Go to the bathroom late at night. Vekadim takin nafshach. Wake up early in the morning and go to the bathroom. Ke'echid le tirchak. Because it's an idea of tzinius when you go to the bathroom. If people are awake, you're going to have to go to an outhouse that's really far. It can get dangerous. So he just gave him good advice. If you go late at night when people are asleep, you won't have to go so far because there aren't that many people out. If you go early in the morning, tuv vigali, not just that, when you go to the bathroom, so obviously you have to expose yourself, sit down first and then expose yourself. Kasi vakum, and the opposite as well. Before you get up, cover yourself. Tznius. Shitoif ushse. Then he told him that if you're going to drink from a cup, rinse the cup up before you drink from it. Shtoifachis. Not just that after you drink from it, you should rinse it as well. Be sensitive to the next person. Not just that, if you're ever going to be giving water to your talmidim, your tailing shirayim, shvoich mehem, v'rak achakach ting l'talmidcha. So you should clean off the area, right? So you're going to drink from a cup and then you're going to give it to the next person to drink. So he said, just rinse off the area that you drank from and then give it to your talmid. Why? K'detanya, it's a b'raisa. V'yishta adam mayim v'yitin l'talmidim. A person shouldn't drink even water and then give it to his talmid. Elim ken shafach mehem. Unless you rinsed it a little bit. U'maisa, there was a story, be'echash shasam mayim v'leshafach mehem. There was a person who drank and he didn't rinse it. V'nasan l'talmidai. And then he gave it to his talmid. V'yishta talmid istinasaya. That talmid was a mefunik. V'leiratza lishtais. He didn't want to drink. He also didn't want to rinse it because he thought that would be disrespectful. So you know what he did? He couldn't drink, he couldn't rinse. So he just didn't drink. And he ended up dying. But Chazal said, very interesting. Rav Ashi says, that based on all this, if there's a Talmud that does, meaning there's a Talmud that takes a little water and he cleans off his cup, the Rebbe drank from it, and then he gave the cup to the Talmud, and the Talmud doesn't want to drink, so he rinses it. Usually you would think it's a davar shel hefker. No, it's not considered a davar shel hefker. Another thing he told him was, you should never spit out in front of your Rebbe. Meaning if you're eating and then you have something you want to spit out, don't do it in front of your Rebbe. Bar, with the exception of Kara and Daisa, the kipsila shel everdami, because these are very dangerous. It's mamish like having burning lead inside of you if you're not going to spit it out. So that's something already that you're supposed to cough out. That's something, even if you're in front of your Rebbe, it's less be mishum afkirusa exhale. So just one ha'ara before we end today's daf. And that is, so we mentioned over here the shayla of big day kahuna nitnu lehanes bahem, or big day kahuna loy nitnu lehanes bahem. And the Gemara came out the maskana that it's a mafurish abraisa, toshma. Big day kahuna, hayoitz behem the Medina asr. To take the big day kahuna and bring it with you to the Medina's asr. Uba mikdash, as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash, however, bein b'shas avoida, ubein shaloi b'shas avoida mutter. B'nei she big day kahuna, nitnu lehanes behem. So what did the Gemara come out the maskana? That big day kahuna are nitnu lehanes behem. Another thing that was discussed in today's daf was the fact that the big day kahuna had shatnes. The avnate of the Kohen Hedit, according to one mandamar, the halacha, was the same as the avnit of the Kohen Gadol, which was made up of shatnez. And being that it was made up of shatnez, it poses a question. L'chura, the Kohen that would want to benefit from the big day kahuna, there may or may not be a shatnez issue. So there were two things that were discussed in today's daf. Number one, big day kahuna, nitnu lehanes behem, or loy nitnu lehanes behem. And number two, the second thing that was discussed was with regards to the shatnez issue. Is there a problem as it relates to shatnez, or is it not a problem as it relates to shatnez? Now, just to play spoiler for a moment, as it relates to the shayla of whether or not the kohen is allowed to benefit from the beged that is shatnez, shaloi b'shas avoida or not, we know it's a machlokes Rambam Ravid. The Rambam Shita is that it was usher for the Kohen to wear his big day kuna shaloi b'shas avoida. Why? because of the Shabbos. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says that it was mutter. The Ravid says it was mutter even shalei b'shas avoda. By the way, what's the Ravid's makar? The same Gemara that we just learned. Big day kuna yoytze behen aser. But ubemikdash bein b'shas avoda bein shalei b'shas avoda mutter. Mipnei she big day kuna nitnu lehanisba. Says the Ravid, just like you have a makar to hear that big day kuna is nitnu lehanisbahen l'chura, so too you would have a makar from over here. So too, you would have a makar from over here that the shatness is not going to be an issue either. That's the Ravid's kasha. But either way, it's a machlokes Rambam right. So as it relates to big day kuna nitnu lehanes, aloyd nitnu lehanes, when the Rishonim sat down, it was clear. There was nothing to talk about. Shma mina, big day kuna lehanes behen. As it relates to the shatness issue, that's a little more complicated. And as a result, that's the age old, one of the most famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, and that is whether or not a koye who wore the big day kuna shloy b'shas avoyde gets malchus, or he doesn't get malchus. So as it relates to nitnu lehanes behen, for sure, yeah. As it relates to shatness, that's a shayla. And as long as before from the sugya, we don't have time to go through this properly, but high level, that's what comes out of the sugya Mesechtes Tamid, which you have the same exact sugya in Mesechtes. You have the same exact sugya in Mesechtes Yom. Now, the Gemara said, big day kunin nitnu lehanes, but the Gemara didn't say why. And really, at first glance, a very big chiddush. Because as we spoke out right when we started the Gemara, the big day kuna were hektish. If they were hektish, kachibet kabayis, you have the halachas of me'ila. So if you have the halachas of me'ila, what happened to the issa me'ila? So even though the Gemara doesn't discuss it here in Talmud, and the Gemara doesn't discuss it in Mesechtes Yuma either, but there is a Gemara that addresses this. In Mesechtes Kedushin, daf nun dalu raman alf. All the Rishonim quote this Gemara. The Gemara over there says that big day kuna nitnu lihanas ben lefi, because here's the bottom line. You're telling the Kayan that these are the begadim that he's supposed to wear at the time that he does the Avodah. Is he going to always be able to wear the begadim? No, it's not possible. And you're telling him, but at the time that you do the Avodah, you should. It's inevitable that there will be a moment that he will be wearing the big day kahuna. Because he's not a malach. And as a result, he's for sure going to do it. So being that, lo nitnu toyra l'malachei asharis, and inevitably, he's going to be nenesh shalei b'shas avoda. So he said, big day kuna, nitnu l'bihani, you just wear whatever you want. Just don't go to, don't take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. But as long as you're in the Makom HaMikdash, it's okay, l'katchila, big day kuna, nitnu l'bihani. Why? Because a shtickle you're going to have to be nana from it. It's inevitable. So once a shtickle you're going to be nana from it, like nitna tell l'machi asharis, fregit the Rishayim, all the Rishayim ask this kasha. Tayyus Rishayim asks it, the human daf samach tassim lal, through the fall asks it, the masach tassim, the Tayyus Rosh asks it, all the Rishayim ask the same question. If that's the case, why is it such a mevucha? Amach like this Rambam Ravid with tons and tons of raid. I mean, how many times did we ourselves here in the Daf speak about that machlokes Rambam Ravid? Whether there's an Isser, Shatnes, Shloi B'Shas Avoda, Shloi B'Shas Avoda. L'chari, the same svara that you have in Kedushin Daf Nanan Amar Aleph, which is Big Day Kahuna, Nitnu Lihanes, Mem Wai Lefi Shalei Nitnu Toilam Achei Asharis, you have regarding the Isser Shatnes as well. Why is there no problem of Me'ila? What's the person supposed to do? Inevitably, he's going to end up wearing a Shloi B'Shas Avoda. So, no, once, like nitnu toyra l'malachei asharis, and he's going to violate it, so it's fine. Nitnu l'hanis. So for that same price, say the same thing with regards to shanis. So I'm going to tell you what the Tosfos Rosh says. It's two mahalchim in the Rishonim. This is what listen to what the Tosfos Rosh says, which we could appreciate so much now because we just finished learning Mesechtes Me'ila. V'yesh loim kivan de nitnu l'hanis b'hem. Being that like nitnu toyra l'malachei asharis, hera maisa, and it's inevitable that the Kohen is going to end up benefiting from the Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avoida, Loi Mikri Kotshei Hashem. It comes out that it's not Kotshei Hashem. And if that's the case, Dumya de Kotshem Kalim. What does this Rosh mean? Okay. Half of a fella. Because when is there Me'ila? Only when it's Kotshei Hashem. What's the definition of Kotshei Hashem? We spoke it out 15 times in Masechtes Me'ila. Miyuchadim Hashem. It has to be miyuchid laKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Basa Kachem Kadoshim laChazrika, there's no Mila anymore. Why? Because it's not Kachem Hashem anymore. Kachem Kalim, for some reason, is also not considered miyuchadim laShem. That's why Kachem Bedekabayis is more chomer than Kachem Mizbech when it comes to Mila. Because Kachem Bedekabayis is more miyuchadim laShem. Who took from Kachem Bedekabayis? When you're dealing with a carbon, so the Kayanim Oichlim, yeah, the Bailim sometimes ate, the Ur of the carbon oil went to the Kayanim. So there were parts of it that were not miyuchad laShem. The criteria for Mi'ila is it has to be miyuchad laShem. Zokta Tosis Rosh. You know what the Gemara is saying? What the Gemara is saying is that the Big Day Kahuna, being that lo nitnu toyra l'malachei asharis, and it's inevitable that at some point the Kohen is going to benefit from it, so it comes that it's not miyuchad Hashem, because there's going to be moments that the Kohen is going to have from it, and that he's allowed to do, because lo nitnu toyra l'malachei asharis. Once the Kohen sometimes is benefiting from it, Now it's not Kachi Hashem. It's not Kachi Hashem. There's no Me'ilah anymore. Dumya the Kachim Kal. Shatnez is not a Sfar. Just because you're going to have no choice, inevitably you're going to have to wear Shatnez for 5 minutes after you finish doing the Avodah, that's a reason for you to always be able to wear Shatnez? Mechatesi. But by Me'ilah, it's a svara. Because Me'ilah, the whole Yisoy, the Me'ilah starts with it being Miyuchadim Lashem. To the extent that this person will inevitably benefit from it, it's not Miyuchadim Lashem, it's not Kachi Hashem, it's not Kachi Hashem, there's no Me'ilah. But there's one thing I think you see in this Taisa Rosh. And by the way, the Ritva says this also, and the Taisa Yishanim also seems to be saying it in Yuma Samach Tassim Alf. Rosh says it the most clear, I think. But either way, but there's one thing I think you see from here, and that is we spoke out that Taisa Shita is a Me'ilah Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and a Tumur Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, and a Darm Daf Yud Amid Aleph, and a Nazir Daf Chav Dalad Amid Beis. And his raya was from the Shoifer Shal Oilam, the Shoifer Shal Shlavim, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amiral. This literally spans Shas. And that is that even though by Kachem Kalim there's no way it's a Me'ilah, but there is an Issa Kodesh, that you're not allowed to have Anah. And we said the Shittim Kubetz says in Menachas Daf Dalid, that what's Issa Kodesh? It's Lo Yachal Devar. We spoke from the Ar Samech in the end of the fifth parak in Hilchas Me'ilah, that said it's more the Gzela Dika Isser. But whatever the Pshat is, the Tosis was Mechadish, that in addition to Me'ilah, there's also an Issa Kodesh, which means there's an Isser Hanah Midday Oiraisa, even from Kachem Kalim. You're not allowed to benefit from that's why Shefer Shoshlamim lo Yiskav in Toka lo Yotza, because it's a mitzvah bababir. Shefer Shoshlamim, Shlomim's Kachem Kalim. There's no Me'ilah. Terraces, lo Yiskav midday Raisa. It's a mitzvah bababir. Because there's an Isser Hana midday Raisa. L'chayra, if that's the case, why should Big Day Kuna be different? So even if you're going to tell me that Big Day Kuna is not Shaykh to Me'ilah, because it's inevitable that this person's going to benefit from it. But that's all as it relates to the Issa Me'ilah. But what happened to the Issa Kodesh? What happened to the Issa Anah? What's the Tosis Rosh's Lashon? Dum Yud Kachem Kalim. Kachem Kalim has an Issa Anah Midai Raisa. Big Day Kuna Nitnu Lahanis Behem means there's no Issa Me'ilah, there's no Issa Anah either. Maybe this Tosis Rosh and the Ritva and the Tosis Yishanim would be right, not like Tosis Shita, that if there's no Issa Me'ilah, there's not going to be an Issa Anah Midai Raisa. That's the first star. Just two more other very, very short Ha'aras. I know it's late. But two other very, very short Ha'aras. The second one is just this very Gishmak. So the Gemara says that if somebody became a Balkari in the middle of the night, so what do? He'd have to go downstairs and he would have to toivel. Why downstairs? So the Gemara said, Misayeh le Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar who said, Mechilois loy neskachu, u Balkari mishdalea chutz l'shtei machnas. The Masechta began, B'shloishim mekoim is hakiyan v'shoim b'veis ha-mikdash. B'veis haftinos, b'veis ha-nitzoitz, u b'veis ha-moiked. B'veis haftinos, b'veis ha-nitzoitz were two-story built. It was a two-story structure. And the Kehanim that watched would watch on the second floor. They didn't watch on the first floor. They watched on the second floor. Why they have to be on the second floor, not on the first floor? The Ravid says, the Ravid wrote a Pirush on Masechtas Talmud. And the Ravid says that the reason they were on the second floor and they were not on the first floor is because if you're going to watch, there's a good chance you're going to get tired. Right? The Mishnah said in Masechtas Midas that's why the Shomrim of the Azara weren't within the walls of the Azara, they were on the outside. Because sometimes if they get tired, they want to sit down. A yeshiva b'Azara. So therefore, they were on the second floor, not on the first floor, and it's based on a well-known halacha, which is the gagin and the aliyos of the Beis HaMikdash, olay neskacho. In other words, the Beis HaFtinos and the Beis HaNitzos, as we're going to see, they were a shtickel in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, part of it was in the Azara. Obviously, the Beis HaMikdash. Part of it was in the Azara. And being a part of it was in the Azara, if they were going to watch there by that gate, they weren't going to be able to sit. And you see, it was a chash. Sometimes he would sit. You know what they did? They put them on the second floor. And if they're going to be on the second floor, so as a result, it's not going to be an issue. So I freak the Ravid. Freak this Ravid's kasha. If that's the case, who said this halacha? Gagin and Alius loy neskacho. It's a Gemara Masechtas Psachim. Daf pei hei amid beis. The author of that halacha is Rav. Rav said gagin va'alios loy neskacho. Fake the Ravid, just like the Gemara said, Misayele the Rabbi Yochanan, who said Mechilois loy neskachu from our Mishnah. Why did the Gemara also say it's like a Shmakakasha? Misayele the Rav, the Gagin Valios loy neskachu. Meaning in this Mishnah you have a riot, even though we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash now. The Beis HaMikdash had Kedusha. The Mechilois, the tunnels underneath, didn't have Kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan said that. The roof second floor, the bayis v'aliyah, the second stories, also didn't have kedusha. You don't say that? Rav said that. So, Gemara, this mission, you have a riot, Rabbi Yochanan, it's chiddush, that mechilas later scatcher. Because the Valkyrie, as soon as he becomes a Valkyrie, has to go to the tunnels. Oh, so he goes underground. Underground doesn't have kedusha. L'chayra, you can bring a riot from this mission also. You can bring a riot from this mission also to something Rav said. Because Rav said, gagim v'aliyah, later scatcher, it was Rav's chiddush. And from the fact that the raven were on the second floor, not on the first floor, the raven held somehow, you have to make this work with the sugya, that's a raya, that because we wanted to be able to sit, and even though ain't yeshiva bazaro, but gagim aliyus, you could sit. Why? Because Leib is gachu. So just like it's Masayele, the Rabbi Yochanan, it could be it's Masayele, the Rab as well, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his heart Tzvi here in Masach Tz Tamin. This is the punchline. Ulefun riyat achishavti. Of the minute, I thought my initial reaction, lefun riyat, when I saw the raven's kasha was, I said, it's so pasha what the teretz is. You know what the teretz is? Rabbi Yochanan, who's an Amira, who's not allowed to argue with a Tana. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana upalig, like Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Chesam and Aleph. So if he said something that could be supported by a Mishnah, so the Gemara gets excited. Oh, we have a support for something that Rabbi Yochanan said. Misayel led Rabbi Yochanan. But Rav, even though he was an Amira, the Rav is a Tana upalig. I mean that he's a Tana upalig. Misayel led Rav. What do you have to bring Rai's to Rav? Rav is a Tana upalig. Meaning, do you ever find Misayel led Rabbi Akiva? Misayel led Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. And Reb Shimon says, the Har Tzvi, that my muschul rishon was, I mean, the Har Tzvi is lefum riyata, is kolat erukula regalachas, right? I mean, you understand what a goyin Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank was. It's not normal. So he was a goyin oil. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach, my lefum riyata was, that maybe, just like we don't find misayayales to tanoin, maybe we don't need a misayayale to Rav. Because even though Rav's not a tano, but he's a tano upalig. It's dafka Rabbi Yochanan, that was a tano upalig. Either we talk a lot about Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, I thought this was a very geshmak gar. Just one final thing. So the Gemara says that Rav told his son Chia by Rav, and Rav Huna told his son Rav, but he gave him different good pieces of advice as far as proper hygiene goes, right? How to go to the bathroom, wake up early, go late, how to expose yourself, etc., etc. What came to mind was a Gemara Masech the Shabbos that paid days Amid Aleph, and we're going to end it with this. Amalei Rav Huna le Rabba Bre. Rav Huna told his son Rabba, "My time of Shchichas Kamid Rav Chizda. How come you don't learn by Rav Chizda?" So the truth is that this history with Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, it's a Gemara in Eilu Metzias, they didn't talk to each other for 40 years, but there's a lot of history there. But either way, could be, and it's mistaber that maybe that's why Rabba didn't want to go to Rav Chizda, because he knew there's history with his father, Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda. But either way, so Rav Huna tells his son Rabba, "I don't go to Rav Chizda. I have a cheshbin. But my time of Shchichas Kamed Rav Chizda." I think that's the rest of the story. The Mechadin and Shmaitzah, you know Rav Chizda is? Why wouldn't you go to Rav Chizda? How do you know Rav Chizda was Mechadin and Shmaitza? Because the Gemara says when Rav Sheshes would meet Rav Chizda, so Rav Sheshes was afraid because Rav Chizda was an Ikaharim. And Rav Chizda was afraid because Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. Tosfos says in Erev and Daf Mem Aleph. That's why if there's a machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, for like Itmar Hilchas Lo Kamar V'Lo Kamar, we pass like Rav Sheshes. Because Rav Sheshes is the Sinai and Rav Chizda is the Ikaharim. So he told him, he's a mechadid in shmeita. Right? Every word in this gemara, mechadid in shmeita. More rest to the story. So he told him back. Rabbi said, "My yezel legabei." I should go to Rav Chizda. He says, "I went to Rav Chizda. Let me tell you what goes on by Rav Chizda. Chizda legabei. When I go to him, moisav li b'mili di alma. He sits down and he starts telling me mili di alma. Man, what, for example, man da ayel beis hakisei. If someone goes to the beis hakisei, loyleisef behedya. When you sit down, you shouldn't sit down forcefully. Additionally, you shouldn't strain yourself too much when you're going to the bathroom. Gedolim. He said, the high karkashta, atlashine yosef, because the karkashta, that's the rectum, it's supported by three teeth. Dilma mishtamto shine de karkashta. If you're going to be too forceful, something may go out of place. Va'osili de sakon. So he said, well, I'm going to go to Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda, he's an oikaharim, he's a supalandim. I'm not hearing Rav Baruch Per Shiurin. This is what I'm hearing. Amalei. So Rav Huna told Rabba, if this is what he's teaching you, Amal, who asik b'chaya de briyasa? He's teaching you hygiene. He's teaching you how to be healthy. This is what he's teaching you. The at amrit mili di alma, and you refer to this as mili di alma kolshke zilagabe. You certainly should go to either. This is another Gemara where Rav Huna is telling Rabba mili di alma, quote unquote. You see, Rav Huna was very machshir. Taking care of yourself, shmartem v'oigle nafshay seichem, two Gemaras with the great Rav Huna and his great son, Rabba Breda Rav Huna. Either way, the rest of the story, Shabbos, daf pei beis amar.